We're here on the Alexander and Ainsworth estate in South Hampstead in Camden in London. I've been talking with John this afternoon, who runs the UK Online Centre here, about a local website. John, what are your thoughts on a site for the area?
Well, I think the site might be a good way of helping people to talk about what concerns them and issues that are involved, or campaigns they'd like to run, things that are going on in the area, just generally to get keep in touch and hopefully make their own in a space online where they could express themselves and talk about whatever it is that concerns them.
And we're talking about some local campaigns running here. What have you got running that could feature on the website?
Well, there's an issue about regeneration, which has been going on for a long time, and people are concerned about that and what it's going to mean for the local area. There's also people want to do something about the cuts and are concerned about how that's going to have an impact on the local estate, the services, all of them different impacts. So they want to do something about that.
And we started off in a UK Online Centre about an hour ago that was packed to the rafters, really good turnout of people learning to use the web, learning to use Facebook. I mean, some people would say in areas of high-density social housing, the web isn't really appropriate. Do you think that's fair or not?
I think it is. I don't think it's fair at all, because obviously it's a different medium, it's a different way of talking, and people need many. We know in London people can live next to each other and not even know their name and not know anything about them. So it's just another opportunity for people to link up and speak to each other.
And the Rowley Way estate has an unusual reputation. It's an incredible piece of kind of concrete architecture, but I get the sense there's a great community here. How do you find it working in this environment?
Yeah, I think there is a great community, and I think it's been helped by rejuvenated TR Tenants Association lately, which has done several things, one of which has been creating a film about the estate, which has helped me even to learn a lot of the things I didn't know about the origin of the estate. And also to look at the estate from a fresh angle and see that even the architect, when you hear him talk about his ideas, that what can look like a scary place is actually quite a safe place and was designed with them things in mind. And, some people might disagree with that, but I think there are aspects of the estate which are certainly safer than other areas.
Well, I always think beauty's in the eye of the beholder, and I think it's rather a beautiful modern interpretation of sort of a Georgian terrace, but maybe others might disagree. Any final thoughts on kind of the web here in Rowley Way?
No, I'm just hoping that we can get something set up, something that will genuinely involve the community and go from strength to strength.
Excellent. Thanks very much.